Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We're so glad that you joined us here for the podcast and our topical Bible study on 91.5 FM and on our website at ourlighthouse.net any time of the day. You can go there and catch it. We love to just get in the Word, talk about the Lord, you know, just lift up the name of Jesus. We've been doing the program now for a little while, and we're just so blessed that you would tune in and listen. Each and every one of you, it means a lot to us, and we're hoping that you are built up and strengthened in your life, that you are just being lifted up before the Lord, and we want you to take steps towards Him. And to do that, you need to be in the Word. You need to be filling your life with things like this so that you're not filling your life with things that are not good for you. So I always do the program with a co-host, and today we have Martita Stanton, a long-standing member of the
Turn the Light On team.
Yes. Yeah, so we're so glad you're here, Martita. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I love being here. It's I love the way you challenge me to go further. You know, we challenge each other.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I love when we do this, the Lord speaks to us first.
Absolutely.
And we got to look into it, learn about it, and then we talk about it, and we just take each other to a higher level. And that's what it is all about, is helping each other grow in the Lord.
Yeah, typically we bring a topic to the program, and I usually have the co-host do it, but this time I did it.
Yes, you did.
I threw the topic out for you, and we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit today, one of my favorite topics of all time.
Me too.
You know, in Matthew 3:11, Martita, it says this, "As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I." And this is John the Baptist speaking. "And I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire."
To me, that is so exciting, because for so many years, I was a believer. I was baptized in water, but never in the Holy Spirit and in fire.
Right.
And when I came to know the Lord. Well, actually, in 1979, I knew, but as I've been studying in the last few months, the Lord showed me how I actually was safe when I was 9 years old.
Nice.
In my bedroom, just the two of us. But I didn't grow because I didn't know about reading the Bible, studying. So little by little, I started. But in 2001, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And man, my world in the spirit world totally changed.
Oh, absolutely.
When I read the Bible,
you became so much more aware of everything, right?
Oh my gosh. And the Word. It was like, it was alive to me.
Leaping off the pages.
Yes.
Oh, for me too.
Yes. It was totally different. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've been missing this for so long.
Yeah.
And now that I have it, I treasure it.
Oh, absolutely.
And I want more of it.
Yeah. So, you know, I think first and foremost, when we talk about the Holy Spirit, a lot of people, we're talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Now,
when you get saved, you receive the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you do.
You have the Holy Spirit, you have God, you have Jesus, and we were talking a little bit earlier about it, and you're sealed, right?
Yes.
Explain that a little bit. Pull that out, and let's talk about this, because so many people think when we say, you know, you need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they're like, well, I already have the Holy Spirit, I'm saved, and you do have it. But there is a subsequent experience of being baptized in the Holy Spirit that is different. But you are sealed with the Holy Spirit,
and He is a part of your life. The Holy Spirit lives in salvation. Yes.
Absolutely.
Because it comes and it attaches to your spirit. It becomes one.
Okay? expound on that a little for
us. But let me read this. In Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. So when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we come in and he comes in and seals us. That states that we belong to the Lord. Nobody can snatch us out of his hand.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a guarantee of our salvation. We are sealed forever. So any demon out there that sees it, he sees that sealed. We might not see it with our spiritual eyes. I mean, with our regular
natural eyes,
but in the spirit is well seen and we are marked.
Marked as belonging to God.
Yes. We become his child. We are one with him and we belong to him.
Yeah.
That is automatically the moment you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your savior.
Right.
So we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Also, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, our spirit is completely cleansed and the Holy Spirit becomes and starts living with us inside.
Right.
That's inside. What we're talking about now is being baptized in the Holy
Which
Spirit.
Which is a power gift.
That it comes upon us.
Right.
And it's not.
You receive power.
It is in there for us to serve the Lord.
Yeah, because, I mean, this all happened in the book of Acts. The disciples had just experienced a major trauma, really. They just watched Jesus killed on the cross. They've been through highs. They've been through lows. But then they saw him raised from the dead.
That's
now
right.
Jesus has been raised back to life, and you know, then they saw him ascend into heaven. But the last thing he said, you know, is they were told to go and wait for the Holy Spirit. Well, they already have the Holy Spirit. Jesus had come and breathed on them.
That's right.
Right? And he said, you know, receive
the first time
the
when
sealing
he
of the Holy Spirit.
So when he
it's almost like they've got saved when Jesus breathed on them.
Yes,
in that moment.
It was completed.
Right.
Because when I was reading this week, and it's amazing, I was reading, I don't exactly, it's in the Gospels, but he came in through the walls because they were hiding. Everything was
right.
locked. He came in and he goes, do not be afraid. It's me. And he breathed into them.
Right.
Because now that he ascended, he died. He was resurrected. Now the job was completed. He was able to breathe into them the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
And now that, but we have to understand, he even told them after that, when he was leaving and going to heaven, he says, wait until I send the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's in Acts chapter 1, 3 and through 5. It says this, to these he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of things regarding what?
The kingdom of God.
Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard of from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
Amen.
Okay. So, you know, we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are a spirit-filled church here at Lighthouse Church. We believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We don't believe in weird baptism of the Holy Spirit, but we believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you're weird, flaky, you know, out of control, you know, we're going to call you on it. But
that's right.
You know what? We do believe that the gifts are real. They are for today. We're not cessationists. We don't believe that they died with the disciples. You know, this is still going on today.
And it's a promise
people
from the Father.
Baptized. I had somebody get baptized in the Holy Spirit at Bible class last night.
That's amazing.
I prayed with her and she spoke in tongues.
It's a gift from the Lord.
You know, how can we keep denying this gift when it's fully activated, it's in full display in the
yes.
kingdom of God, but yet part of the church still refuses to accept the fact that there is a subsequent experience of salvation, and that is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe that it is the completion of who we are as believers.
Yes.
That Jesus died on the cross to redeem us, to set us free, to cleanse us so that we could be sealed and then baptized in the power of God and then go into the world and be a witness.
Yes.
The Great Commission, go and preach the gospel with signs and wonders following. And that comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. And those power gifts are part of this baptism of the Holy Spirit that we're talking about today.
Well, to fulfill his call upon our lives, for we have to understand this baptismal is so we can fulfill the call in our lives.
Right.
He said, greater things you will do than me while I'm here. Well, I can't do that unless I have the Holy Spirit.
Right.
He is the one that's going to teach me. He's the one that shows me what direction to go. Without it, I can't do it.
Right.
It's not nothing. It will be Martita speaking. He says, lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. Well, I'll lay hands on the sick and he has to do the job because I can't heal nobody. It's the Holy Spirit that does it.
Yeah. Well, in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, you know, they were told to go wait for the Holy Spirit by Jesus. He ascended into heaven. So they went and they waited. They're all in the upper room. And guess what? The Holy Spirit showed up.
Look Amen. At this.
It says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then there appeared on to them divided tongues of fire. And one sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, I saw this yesterday. It's still happening.
Yes.
In life today. The church, this gift is still available for anybody who will call on the Lord. You know, I mean.
I want to say this. So let's talk about that for a second. Let's look at Peter. Peter was saved. Peter was with Jesus for 3 years, okay? And he was hiding and in fear. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes upon him.
Yeah.
And he goes out on the street. Starts preaching the word with boldness,
right.
And 3,000 people became saved.
Right.
That's what the baptismal of the Holy Spirit does.
Absolutely.
So when we get that, he will give us the boldness that we need to go
right.
preach the word, to do what we're supposed to do, because it is him doing it through us.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember when the Holy Spirit was activated in my own life. You know, I'd given my life to Jesus. I always knew that God was with me. And I believe that God was, you know, for me in my life, but I couldn't shake the addictions, Martita. I couldn't get my flesh, you know, totally under control. And I still battle some things even now. You know, I'm not saying I'm perfect now because I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. But when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, like you said, everything changed. His power was released in me. You know, I had the Holy Spirit and you know, I had that power gift, and the word of God came alive for me as well. You see, we need the activation of the baptism of the Holy Spirit in our life. You know, the reason Jesus died, you know, it was so we could be cleansed and made holy and take care of our sin problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why? So that he could enable us to be filled with the Holy Spirit in our life, so that the Holy Spirit could come, because God can't put a holy, you know, spirit inside an unholy vessel.
That's right.
So Jesus cleansed us and he made us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
He made the way.
We became holy under the blood of Jesus, not by our own means, not by our own abilities, but through the gift of salvation, we were given holiness
and righteousness,
so that God could put his Holy Spirit in us and on us and the power of God in us, and we could be ministers and ambassadors for the kingdom.
You know, as you were saying that, when I came to know the Lord, I knew him for a long time, but I had never witnessed to anybody. I never shared the word. I was afraid.
Yeah.
I was afraid to be ridiculed or rejected. And so I was never open. I never prayed for people in front of anybody. I never went to the front. And then I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden I'm like, talking
Where
to
are me. They? Yeah. Get over here. Let me pray for you.
People will say, I need prayer. And I'm like, let's pray right now. And they were like, right now? And they were embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I might never see you again.
Right?
Let's pray right now. And it just changed me. It wasn't like I meant to be changed. I changed because the Holy Spirit just started flowing through me. And it's amazing because sometimes it's like I can't keep quiet because it feels like it's going to explode out of me. And then I know this is not me. This is you, Lord. And I just open my mouth and he flows through.
That's so powerful. You know, I love this scripture in Ephesians 2:1-5, because we've been made alive in Christ. And I really think we have to understand that the whole purpose of the cross, the whole purpose of Jesus coming to the earth as a man, was to make that sacrifice to bring holiness back to us.
Yes.
For that idea of making us a vessel.
Yes.
That the Holy Spirit could be sealed and put in and sealed.
And the Father God wanted a relationship with us, and he couldn't have it while we were in sin.
Right.
So separated. Jesus did that sacrifice so we can reconcile to the Father and have a personal relationship with the Father, with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit.
Sure. And it's right here in Ephesians 2:1-5. It says, "And you were dead in your offenses and sins in which you previously walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all previously lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the rest of them. But God," I love that,
yeah,
"but God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our wrongdoings, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Saved for what? So that you could receive the Holy Spirit and become a minister and become a witness for the kingdom and be who God's ambassador in the world. You see, the completed believer is saved, baptized, and filled with the Holy Spirit. It's part of the plan, guys. It's part of the reason that Jesus died. It's the whole reason that he died. So we can be made complete again.
Yes. Why not receive everything that the Lord has for you?
Right.
We have to understand this. When we go to heaven, we won't need healing. We won't need peace.
No.
We won't need the guidance. The Holy Spirit was sent to us for here.
Yes.
Because we need help here to fulfill our purpose. When we go to heaven, we'll be perfect. We will never shed a tear again. We will not know anymore about pain and sorrow and sickness or death.
Right.
We will be in heaven with Jesus Christ. We need Holy Spirit here to help us do everything we need to do down here in earth, bringing heaven down to earth.
Yeah, so good. You know, I still want to reiterate that, you know, you're saved. You have the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
This baptism in the Holy Spirit is a gift. You can be saved and never baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you're still going to heaven.
That's right.
If you never spoke in tongues your whole life, it would be, you know, it wouldn't be, it would be, it would be sad. I'm not going to say that it wouldn't be, but you know
what?
You're not going to miss heaven over this.
No.
You know, but this is a gift. And at Christmas time, if somebody gives you a gift, would you just shove it under the couch? What do you do with it?
Yes.
You open it.
That's right.
You open it and you enjoy it. And that's what God has for you in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He wants you to be filled with the power of God. He wants you to be just everything that he's ever believed you could be. And in doing that, he's given you the gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So,
and some people might say, why do I need this? Well, when I don't know how to pray, I pray in the Spirit. And is the Spirit connecting directly to the Lord and saying the prayer that I might need or somebody might need?
Sure.
And my mind won't get into it. My unbelief won't get in the way. My hurt or my rejection, whatever it is, it won't get in the way.
Sure.
It will be the perfect prayer interceding. And that's the Lord helping me pray the correct prayer. How many times I pray because I need the wisdom and I'm just praying in the Spirit and all of a sudden I feel the peace that passes all the understanding just flow through me and the answer comes in.
There you go.
It is so helpful in every moment of your life, in every situation. It's God himself helping you through it.
Yeah. So I love that. God himself helping you through it, and the Holy Spirit is God.
That's right.
Let's talk about, you know, who is the Holy Spirit for a minute? You know, what does the Bible say about him? Because we're talking a little bit about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but that isn't the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity and is God.
That's right.
Okay. But what does the Bible say about the Holy Spirit? And, you know, it says this, he grieves. He knows. He's eternal. It says that he encourages. He gives understanding. He gives peace. He brings comfort. He directs people. He can be prayed to. You can pray to the Holy Spirit.
The Bible also says he teaches us all things.
Yes.
He comforts us. He is right there with us. He is God living inside of those who have accepted Christ as their Savior. That is the key point.
Yeah.
This is only for believers.
You know, I believe this. The Holy Spirit is going to work in Christians until their death to conform them into the image of Christ.
That's right.
Isn't that powerful when you think about it? His job is to make us look like Jesus and to help us to grow and become who God has called us to be in our lives. So we have to rely on the Holy Spirit daily in our lives. We have to listen to his convictions, which is usually like an uneasy feeling or something like that. He convicts us, and those convictions will keep you from sin and from making bad decisions in your life. All you got to do is listen, and the Holy Spirit will direct you and guide you and show you the way to go.
I want to be specific in here. You said he convicts us. Hear that word. It's not condemning.
Right.
He only convicts us. Condemnation only comes from the enemy. The Lord did not come here to condemn us, but he will say, hey, that's not who you are. Don't go that direction. Let's head the other way.
Right. You know, the Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And when we're in Jesus, you know, we're filled with the Holy Spirit. He's not there to condemn.
No.
And we can't be there to condemn other people
as well.
You know, we have to help them to understand what God is trying to bring into their lives. And we have to let the Holy Spirit convict other people. We try to be the Holy Spirit sometimes in people's lives. And we try to get the job done for God and tell everybody what they need to do and don't need to do. And that's really just not our place.
No.
Our job is to love them and point them to the Holy Spirit. And he is able to bring that into their lives. So guys, we hope you're enjoying the topic. We're just talking about the Holy Spirit today. I love him. He's amazing. And we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about him some more here on Turn the Light On.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming back. We know, he's coming back. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, thanks to all of our sponsors that help us keep the light turned on in your life out there. We've been talking, Martita, about the Holy Spirit, and we've just been talking about who He is, the person of the Holy Spirit, being sealed by the Holy Spirit in our lives, that we don't have to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit to be saved. But it's a good gift that we do have the ability to have in our life. So
I call it a relationship, having a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit.
You know, one-on-one.
Because you get to know Him and He's just right there. But I'm going to go ahead and read this real quick. Acts 19:1-6. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
You see, it all boils down to this, guys. The Holy Spirit will come upon you if you desire it.
That's right.
And you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. You can be baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, even today. So if you're out there and you say, you know what, I'm interested in this. I would like to do this. Just simply pray this simple prayer. Just say, "Lord Jesus, I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit, with the ability to speak in tongues. I receive it now in Jesus' name." Then just take a moment, let the Lord fill you. You'll feel the presence of God, potentially, yes. Possibly. You may not, but it doesn't mean that you didn't get it.
That's right.
By faith, you will receive the Holy Spirit in that moment. And then you can speak in tongues. So just say, "Lord, show me how to do this." And God will instruct you. The Holy Spirit Himself will help you. Just begin to allow Him to give you the words. And as they begin to come out, you will see that gift begin to explode in your life and just begin to move and operate the more you do it. And if you can't quite get it, give us a call here at Lighthouse Church. 321-452-1012. Make an appointment with Pastor Kevin. Come on in and we'll sit down and we'll explain it all to you. We'll talk to you about it and we'll bring you to a place where you too can thrive in your relationship with God, walking in the full power and anointing of the Holy Spirit every day in your life. Martita?
Oh my gosh. And you will never regret it. It will be the best day of your life.
Amen.
Total transformation.
Guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. Once again, thanks for tuning in to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Martita.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.